Now they return back to the land. And we're told here in verse 10, "And when they came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to." Now, this may seem odd since they dwelt on the east side of the river, but apparently they built it on the west side of Jordan. And there were some scholars that concluded several years ago that it was on the east side. And they searched for the ruins, didn't find them there. But Grosser, archaeologist, he discovered the ruins on the west side. And they are there, actually, to this day. But now the thing that interests us is this. They built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. Now, that's a strange expression. It's so strange that I had to smile that when I looked at my notes here and somewhere along the line when they were published, they took out the altar to see to. And if you have my notes and outlines, you'll notice there for chapter 22, the construction of altar to see. Well, that's not it. It's an altar to see to. And it should be read like that. And you can make that correction in your notes. Now, literally, it means an altar great to sight. That means you could see it a long ways off. It was an imposing structure that could be seen from the east side, and it was visible at a great distance. In fact, in any direction they happened to go. Now, the ruins are also that they found are in a prominent place today. And it was built there, as Bishop Horsley says, a great altar in appearance. But it was not actually an altar. Will you notice that what is said about it? Here it says, "When they came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan," notice, "a great altar to see to, a great imposing monument to look to remind them of something." Now, very frankly, when the rest of the children of Israel heard that they were doing this, they all gathered at Shiloh, greatly upset. Verse 12, "And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them." Why? Well, they thought they were building an altar to offer sacrifice on and to divide the nation. And very frankly, what happened was that they came down upon them and found out that they didn't intend to offer sacrifice at all. There was always the danger of a division, you see. Let me drop down. Verse 16. "Thus saith the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that ye've committed against the God of Israel to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that ye builded you an altar that ye might rebel this day against the Lord?" You see, that was the danger of division. And actually, they thought they were building an altar to Baal. Verse 17, "Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord?" They remembered during the time of Balaam, when he taught Balak to cause Israel to sin. And you remember Balaam's thought to Balak was, if you can't fight them, join them. That's the same thing you have in the cliche today. If you can't fight City Hall, join it. And that's what a lot of them do today, especially the politicians. Now, what they were to do was to intermarry with Israel, which they did, and it turned many of the children of Israel worshiping Balaam, and God sent the serpents among them. They were judged, and they were afraid that was what was going to happen here.